This is Sergeant Bowman, Troop K, 9th Regiment of Cavalry. I've talked about quite a few different things, and you've been listening, and you've been listening good. But I never explained what a Buffalo Soldier actually is. I didn't hear that word, that phrase, when I first enlisted. All I knew was I was a soldier in Troop K, 9th Regiment of Cavalry. It was during the Indian Wars that name come about, the name Buffalo Soldier. You see, these Plains Indians, the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, the Kiowa, all these Plains Indians had never seen or rarely saw a colored man. And when you're fighting a colored man, you up close, and he can see you and you can see him. Well, a colored man saw someone not all that different from him, you know, tribal people. And a colored man come from tribal people. And that Indian, that Cheyenne, that Plains Indian, when he looked and saw that colored man, he saw his hair on his head. And of course, he was thinking about, I might want to remove that hair from his head. I might want to do that right now with that man in front of me who's trying to take my land away from me. And the colored man's not thinking he's stealing someone else's land. He's taking someone else's land. He's helping someone else that he don't even know remove the land from people who've been on it for so long. You can't separate the land from those people. He ain't thinking that. No one's thinking that. They both thinking, how do I survive the next second and not get myself killed? Well, that Indian, that Plains Indian, sees that the hair on these colored soldiers is just like the hair, that matted cushion between the horns of the buffalo. Now think about that. The buffalo is sacred to the Plains Indian. Everything that Indian needs comes from the buffalo. It's more than just an animal. It's more than just something with four hooves moving on some dusty plain. It's a church. It's a cathedral. It's something sacred. And yet, at the same time, it's like walking into a store when you walk up to a bison. Everything that you need is in that buffalo. Food is in that buffalo. Shelter is in that buffalo. It's more than just an animal. It's all of those things all wrapped up into something that's 2,000 pounds of trouble. So when you take away that buffalo, you're taking away more than what you can actually see in front of you, hear in front of you, smell in front of you, if you're in the presence of that animal. You're taking away someone's culture, someone's meaning about what life actually is. And no one ever explained that to me. I had no second lieutenant telling me what I was removing when I removed a buffalo from this world. But that's what I was taking away. So for those people, those Northern Plains people, for the Cheyenne, to actually look at a buffalo soldier and call him a buffalo soldier, and the name became one and the same. The 9th Cavalry, the 10th Cavalry became buffalo soldiers, and they gave us that name. The people who were trying to take away the buffalo, kill the buffalo, and kill the Plains Indian, those people, they call them buffalo soldiers. Now, growing up in South Carolina, growing up in Spartanburg, I got a lot of names that were called me. I've been called nigger. I've been called worse than nigger. But to think that someone gave me and my men, my troop, my regiment, a name that was based on something sacred to them, dear to those people, to that culture, I just can't wrap my mind around that I have received a compliment from the people we are trying to kill, to remove, to exclude, to annihilate. That's a word Lieutenant taught me, annihilate. I mean, ain't nothing left. But you know what? You can't very easily get rid of a culture to such a degree there ain't nothing left. There's always something left behind. And that something makes it really hard to sleep at night and to wake up without having a tear in your eyes thinking about what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do on the following day. Yeah, Yeah, and I think about that every time I hear those words, Buffalo Soldier. I think about what they mean. I think about the past. I think about who I am as someone who is African and Indian. That's right. Those people on the plains weren't my people. They weren't Cherokee. They weren't Chalakee. They weren't Seminole. But they were people not all that different from those I left behind in South Carolina, those I called family.